Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings today are taken from Jeremiah 11 verses 1 to 17 and John 7 verses 37 to 52. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Living Water.
Amen. And thank you, Lynn, for reading our Old Testament reading, which is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 11, and we'll read from verse 1 to 17.
The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord: hear the words of this covenant and speak to the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, cursed be anyone who does not heed the words of this covenant, which I commanded your ancestors when I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the iron smelters, saying, listen to my voice and do all that I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God, that I may perform the oath that I swore to your ancestors and give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as at this day. Then I answered, so be it, Lord. And the Lord said to me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. Hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I solemnly warned your ancestors when I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, warning them persistently, even to this day, saying, obey my voice. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but everyone walked in the stubbornness of an evil will. So I brought upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not. And the Lord said to me, conspiracy exists among the people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their ancestors of old, who refused to heed my words. They have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken the covenant that I made with their ancestors. Therefore, thus says the Lord, assuredly, I am going to bring disaster upon them that they cannot escape. Though they will cry out to me, I will not listen to them. Then the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry out to the gods to whom they make offerings, but they will never save them in the time of their trouble. For your gods have become as many as your towns, O Judah, and as many as the streets of Jerusalem are the altars of shame, to shame that you have set up, altars that bring offerings to Baal. As for you, do not pray for this people, or lift up a cry or prayer on their behalf, for I will not listen when they call to me in the time of their trouble. What right has my beloved in my house when she has done evil deeds? Can vows and sacrificial flesh avert your doom? Can you then exalt? The Lord once called you a green olive tree, fair with goodly fruit, but the roar of the great tempest, he will set fire to it, and its branches will be consumed. The Lord of hosts who planted you has pronounced evil against you because of the evil that the house of Israel and the house of Judah have done, provoking me to make anger by making offerings to Baal. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our New Testament is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 7, starting at verse 37 to 52. On the last day of the festival, the great day while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is the descendant from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was the division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" The police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." Then the Pharisees replied, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which does not know the law, they are accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before and who was one of them, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them an hearing and find out what they are doing, does he?" They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search, and you will see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.
Oh. Thanks be to God. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay, Lynn. So yes, jump in. River of living water, amazing promise that Jesus says. Of course, it's available to us today because Jesus has been resurrected and brought to glory, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is something that's been on my mind. At St. James, we've done a whole series on the Holy Spirit, and it feels like it's already a few months ago. And we, you know, how do we continue to grow in that reality of the Holy Spirit, like rivers of living water flowing out of our heart? I must say that sometimes I think what flows of my heart is not really river of living water, and I need to ask grace from God every day so that my words and my actions truly honor and reveal something of God's character and grace around me. But that's the promise that Jesus has given his followers at the time. And it's a promise for us that anyone who received and believes in Jesus received forgiveness of sins, is brought from death to life, and receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. And it's a great joy when we do the Alpha course, which will start again after Easter, to pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit, that people will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's too great to hear the story. So I'm not sure if it's this Sunday or next Sunday, someone from our church will tell a little bit of a testimony about her own experience of Alpha, just to encourage anyone in our church to bring a friend. That's how it works. You bring a friend so that they can discover for themselves Jesus. And here, Jesus, like today, was dividing people. Some would say, "Is this the Messiah or is this the prophet?" And then some would say, "Well, look at the evidence. This man is from Galilee, but the Messiah should come from the town of Bethlehem," which, of course, was in Judea. No, they didn't know that he was born in Bethlehem. And I thought, like, why Jesus didn't stop them, said, "Hey, actually, guys, I was born in Bethlehem, you know." But doesn't seem he did. The other thing that springs for me is that the temple police who went there to arrest him came back without Jesus, because they were just amazed at his words. "Never has anyone spoken like this." And I believe that's what scripture still does today. When you read the gospel, maybe for the first time, sometimes you realize, wow, those are powerful words. And something happens in your mind and in your hearts I see it in my daughters who's decided to read more regularly scripture, and I see the difference. And some of us at St. James, though, Bible in 1 year or other things, lecture 365, and those words do spring. Not every day, and sometimes there's a little bit of dryness and desert, but in the long term, they're really words of life. And sometimes to have life, there must be difficult words, because sometimes we need to be redirected. To be, in a sense, shown maybe what's wrong in our heart so that we can grow and be even more transformed. But the Pharisees were not willing to do that, and they were adamant that this one was a deceiver, and they just couldn't see. They couldn't see who Jesus was. And but again, not all of them, and we have this words of this name of Nicodemus, who was one of them, but who had come through the night to ask Jesus some questions, and who himself was amazed at how Jesus spoke, helping him to learn about new birth, about the importance to be born from above, to receive the Holy Spirit, to see things more clearly. So it just encouraged me to keep praying that my own heart and us as St. James will be a place where people can say rivers of living water are flowing from here. Not because we are better than anyone, but because we want to be rooted in Jesus. And he promised, if you remain in me, you will bear fruit. You will bear much fruit. So my prayer that is that we will remain in him, will be courageous enough to allow him to prune us, to show us the things that do not bear much fruit, things maybe from the past that we used to do more out of traditions and comfort than out of real passion for mission, for seeing people coming to faith, finding Jesus and growing in faith. So that's where my thoughts went this morning. Is there something else from the New Testament or the Old Testament that encouraged you or challenged you, Lynn?
Well, I suppose what struck me is that the people didn't recognize the prophets, and they didn't listen. They didn't listen to Jeremiah, and we know what the outcome of that was. And they never gave up looking, though. And I guess you would say the Jews are still looking, but we know they've missed. He has arrived. But for me, I just find that the more I read the Bible, the more I want to read the Bible. And at the moment, we're running this course around the Psalms. And of course, the Psalms were very much part of Jesus' life, weren't they? They were scriptures that he read and he knew. Mm-hmm. And how the Psalms speak to us today. And of course, Nicodemus, Nicodemus, his eyes were opened. And of course, he was with Joseph and took, I think I'm right in saying, he took Jesus' body down from the cross. And so what it must have been like for him, we never don't hear, do we, what happened to him when Jesus rose? And so that's the mystery, isn't it?
He was called sometimes the background disciples, or kind of the silent disciples, because he appears there but nearly in the background. He comes to Jesus at night, he appears a little bit at when he takes the body, I will check. I don't know if he's mentioned during the Acts, when the of the church, whether his name is mentioned anywhere there.
But you can sort of see ourselves, well, I can only speak for myself, in him, in as much as, and you've used the word, a background disciple, not the one up the front, it's just the most wonderful story. And it isn't a story, it's a living proof. That Jesus lives in us through the Holy Spirit, and he's always there, always there. Praise the Lord.
Well, let's pray. As we started this morning prayer by thinking about three quite different type of Christians, a priest, an archbishop, and a mystic, or And we celebrate all God's people today. We celebrate your church, your body. And we celebrate that teaching from Paul, who says, would the hand say to the feet, because you're not a hand, I don't need you? Or would the eye say to the nose, because you're not the eyes, I don't need you? We need each other. We need Nicodemus, background Christians, and we need Paul, who was called to be an apostle to the Gentiles. And Lord, we pray that at St. James, each of us will know their place and find fulfillment and joy in being what you call us to be. Continue to build us into a body that honors your name, and that through its ministries and activities is seen as living water to our community.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.